This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Mayor Johnson is expected to announce new Chicago Board of Education appointments later this morning after Friday's mass resignation. WBBM's Carolina Garibay reports.
All seven Chicago school board members resigned Friday. The resignations come as, for the first time, people can vote for members of Chicago's first elected school board. 36 of 50 aldermen sent a letter to the mayor voicing concerns about the plan to appoint new members. They asked that the city council discusses first. The mass resignation Friday stemmed from the mayor's desire for school CEO Pedro Martinez to resign. There was also pushback on the mayor's plan to take out a short-term high-interest loan to pay for a new contract for the teachers' union. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police continue to investigate an overnight shooting on the south side that left a 25-year-old man dead. It's reported the man was standing on the sidewalk on 65th Street near Laughlin when just before 1 this morning when someone in a silver-colored sedan fired shots at him. The victim suffered gunshot wounds to his head and chest and was pronounced dead at the scene. No one is in custody, and the circumstances surrounding the shooting are not yet known.
The investigation continues into a deadly shooting of a suspected thief by a security guard at a suburban drugstore.
Calumet City Police say the Walgreens employee with a concealed carry license says he shot the suspected thief who initially pulled a gun on him. The shooting happened just after 2 o'clock Sunday morning at the drugstore in the 500 block of Torrance Avenue. By the time police arrived, the victim had driven away from the scene. Officers later found the vehicle and driver in the 1600 block of Sibley Boulevard. The 42-year-old man had been shot in the chest and was taken to the hospital where he died. Police say the man, along with a 48-year-old woman, had shoplifted from the Walgreens separately a short time earlier. Varen Black, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicagoans gathered on the city's north side last night calling for an end to gun violence.
Community members and faith leaders gathered at Lincoln Park Presbyterian Church for the 9th annual citywide vigil against violence. It brings together those who want to put an end to senseless shootings across Chicago. It's an unfortunate reality for Siobhan Buckhalter, who lost her oldest son to gun violence in 2020 and tells CBS News Chicago her 14-year-old son was shot on the south side last week by other teens.
All I be want to know, where's y'all mothers at?
Vigil organizers say they're now focused on creating the city's first ever Office of Gun Violence Reduction that would bring funding, transparency, and accountability to the dedicated effort. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Election day, less than a month away. Thousands of Chicagoans have already voted. Max Bever with the Chicago Board of Elections has been looking over the numbers.
Early voting numbers have been healthy so far. They look comparatively good to 2020. That was a different time when there was a pandemic, but many people were had their minds made up and wanted to get their early votes cast. First thing, get their civic duty done and out of the way. We also have vote-by-mail ballots that are coming back. We have over 360 so far.
Chicago opened its two central early voting locations on Thursday. One is the Loop Supersite at 191 North Clark. The other at the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners at 69 West Washington. Both sites will be open for early voting every day through November 4th.
A rebuilt I-55 interchange at Route 59 is set to open today. It's located on the border of Joliet and Shorewood and was redesigned to provide access to the Rock Run Collection Project that's under development in Joliet. Governor Pritzker, Senators Dick Durbin, and Tammy Duckworth will join local officials for a ribbon-cutting ceremony this morning. IDOT says some lanes in that area will remain closed as construction continues, but they're expected to open later this month.
Two city council committees meet today considering a pair of ordinances. The Committee on License and Consumer Protection is going to vote on an ordinance to regulate pedicabs. Then at 1 this afternoon, the Police and Fire Committee consider an ordinance that provides bereavement leave for city firefighters after the death of a uniformed service officer. A Chicago man is off to prison for his role in a deadly 2022 drug overdose.
The McHenry County Sheriff's Office began looking into the February 2022 death of a Wonder Lake man after investigators deemed it suspicious. They learned that the cause of death was fentanyl, which the man had purchased from 41-year-old Antoine Sullivan in Chicago. Several weeks later, authorities took Sullivan into custody and in the process recovered several bags of drugs and cell phones, including the one Allen allegedly used to set up the deadly drug deal. He's now been sentenced to 8 years in prison as part of a plea agreement for charges of drug-induced homicide. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A massive Northside church property that was built in 1915 goes up for sale as its congregation finds a new home.
Serving a congregation at one time of nearly 1,200 people, but with dwindling membership in recent years, Ravenswood Presbyterian Church leaders tell Block Club that they will be moving in November to share space at the existing Mayfair Presbyterian Church at 4358 West Ainslie Street. This leaves behind the nearly 40,000-square-foot property at 4300 North Hermitage that includes a school building, interior courtyard, a parking lot, and caretaker house in addition to the main church building. Real estate firm Engel & Volkers has been contracted to find a buyer with a listing price of $4.7 million. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A temporary public art series will be unveiled at Union Station today.
The Chicago debut of Art at Amtrak features works by three acclaimed contemporary artists who live and work in the city. Visual artist Caroline Kent, multidisciplinary artist Chad Khoury, and pop artist Pose. Their works will remain on view through summer 2025. Since Amtrak launched the program at New York Penn Station in 2022, it's expanded to stations in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and now Chicago. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh Liss.
It's okay to spoil Bears fans every so often. A home crowd just gets more and more in that rout of Carolina.
Williams, more! That was a beautiful ball.
The NFL's longest home winning streak stretches to eight in a row as the Bears bash the Panthers at Soldier Field 36-10. Fox TV The Call. Caleb Williams, 304 yards, two touchdowns to DJ Moore.
It's great. You know, and we've seen him in practice. You know, so, you know, I always tell guys, you'll see it on the practice field before you see it in the game. And we've seen those. And they've made some good connections over the last couple weeks. And we were just waiting for it. And got the coverage we wanted and worked out.
Career high 126.2 quarterback rating for Williams. Moore, five grabs, 105 yards. By the start of the fourth quarter, the Bears are thinking, what should we pack for London? The team flies out today to face Jacksonville Sunday, 8:30 a.m. Chicago time. And you're right, the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and our live coverage on 670 Score will be happening simultaneously Sunday. A record field, over 50,000 expected to run. Jaguars win for the first time in five games, so it's 1-4 Jacksonville. In the playoffs, L.A. loses to San Diego 10-2 to tie the series at 1, and the Phillies walk off the Mets to tie it 1-1. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Bulls play their first preseason game tomorrow night. It appears some fans wouldn't mind if watching basketball were their final act.
A poll of Illinoisans has revealed that watching basketball is the perfect way to pass away. Choice Mutual, an insurance agency specializing in final expense life insurance, conducted a nationwide survey asking people what they would want to be doing when they take their last breath. And for Illinois residents, the top answer is watching basketball. There are perhaps jokes to be made about watching the Bulls in recent years being bad for your health, but we won't make them. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
A major hockey tournament is coming back to Chicago.
The NCAA Men's Frozen Four was first hosted at the United Center back in 2017, and now officials say it will make its way back to the city in 2028. When college hockey's premier event took the ice 7 years ago, it set attendance records with crowds of nearly 20,000. A statement from the Chicago Sports Commission reads in part, college hockey fans who perhaps haven't visited since the last time we hosted this tournament in 2017 will find our city has continued to evolve as a destination. With improving infrastructure, new world-class events, and an ever-growing fan base, there is truly no better town in America for sports tourism. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An investigation is underway after a gruesome discovery on the northwest side yesterday.
Illinois State Police say the skeletal remains were found about 12:20 p.m. near the northbound Kennedy Expressway at Webster Avenue. State police were contacted by Chicago police because the bones were found in an embankment area on state property. It's not clear if the skeletal remains are human. Illinois State Police continue to investigate. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
The pursuit of a stolen car in the south suburbs yesterday Saturday afternoon led to shots fired and a massive search for suspects.
Police in Riverdale had spotted a stolen vehicle and tried to pull it over around 12:15 p.m. That's when the car went up onto a sidewalk and struck another vehicle near 146th and Halstead Streets. Police say a passenger got out of the stolen car and pointed a gun at officers, who then fired multiple shots at them, though it's not clear if they were hit. Two people were arrested at the scene, but several others ran into neighboring Harvey. A Cook County helicopter, Illinois State Police airplane, and multiple canine units searched for the suspects. And just a short time later, someone was dropped off at a nearby hospital with what police say were consistent injuries from the incident. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.